So I got to tell you, folks, I am so honored to be here tonight. Mr. Buccelli himself, world famous. It's an incredible experience to be able to interview you today.
It's a pleasure for me. Thank you.
So my wife and I have toured Italy many, many occasions. And I mean, we love Capri and the whole Mafia coast. You know, I know you go back and forth on a regular basis. What part do you miss the most when you're here in the States?
About my country?
Yeah.
The language.
The language?
Absolutely. Yeah. The only thing that I miss, especially in America, is my language. Because for me, English is so difficult.
Well,
I tried to learn it. It's a long time that I tried to learn English.
But I will tell you this, for most of us Americans, it's a pretty difficult language as well. So we struggle with it as well. So one of the things I always am curious about is that, you know, the fact that you've come such a long way. You were an attorney. I'm an attorney as well, which I thought was really cool to see. But your memories of childhood, mom growing up in the kitchen, what was that like? I mean, what's your favorite meal that you can remember growing up with?
I'm Italian, and the food I love more is the pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta. I remember when I recorded an album with David Foster, and at noon, when it was exactly noon, every day I said, pasta time.
Pasta time.
So, stop for now.
And mom, is that a traditional Italian dish, Sunday dish, pasta? But there was...
No. In Italy, we have two main moment for the table, no? The lunch and the dinner.
Right.
So
your kids, you guys have several kids. How do we keep them? I mean, the fact that people, when you walk into areas, people just gawk over you and, you're world famous. You sing with all these incredible people. How do you keep them grounded? Because it's so easy for them to get lost,
I think that son doesn't listen the words, but they watch the examples. So I try to be a good example for them every day. I try to teach them by my example to be humble and to be and never lazy.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Well, so your favorite live tour, live concert, my mother-in-law, she has dementia now, and it's interesting. The best hour and a half, 2 hours of her day every day is watching you're live at Tuscany. She just absolutely loves watching you sing at Tuscany. Do you have a favorite concert that you remember?
Well, there are many concerts that are cari, come si dice, dear to my heart. In New York, for example, when I performed in Central Park, for me, I think it has been one of the most important moments in my career. Then I remember concerts in front of the Pope, and also concerts in my countryside, Laiatico, to the Theater of the Silence, where every year many people come from every part of the world. And for me, it's very emotional to see so many people speaking different languages, to be all together and happy in my countryside. Beautiful.
Well, I think it is. Music is really the common denominator that brings us together at the end of the day, and you've managed to capture so many different genres of music across the board. Do you have a favorite musician that you've enjoyed singing with, or somebody that you're looking forward to singing with?
I'm lucky because I performed with the most important singer of our period. For example, Celine Dion, with which I became also big friend, because I think we love each other. And I performed with Luciano Pavarotti. So probably I missed to sing with Maria Callas.
Maria Callas. Oh, that would have been fantastic. That would have been fantastic. So as you look forward, as we're coming out of this whole nightmare of the epidemic and the COVID and all that, what are you looking forward to from a music point of view? What is the next place you're going to be?
The next, I don't know. But during the pandemic, when I was closing my house, like everyone, I thought that probably it was a good moment for a new Secret Arias album. And I did it. The album is called Believe. And in this album, there is also an Ave Maria that I've written by myself. It's my composition. And I think in this terrible moment, period, it was important for me to discover again the spiritual reasons, no?
Yeah, so, you know, that makes perfect sense. A little inward.
I'm sorry, my English is not enough to explain very well, but.
Well, I think the message is being conveyed loud and clear. So, I mean, I think we get the concept or the idea there that, you know, some inward reflection is probably appropriate at this particular time, and rediscovering some humanity is probably what we all need. Listen, it's been a very wonderful, incredible opportunity to sit down and speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Savvy Investor Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye.